Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, you're listening to the Golden Country Radio Show. Broadcasting live from beautiful and historical Golden, Colorado, looking out at Lookout Mountain, where there's usually an M for the School of Mines, and tonight is a red heart for Valentine's Day coming up this month. Lots of love to all of you, and thanks again for tuning in tonight. I've got an incredible special guest tonight. I can't wait to interview him, and I just wish we had like five shows in a row so we could just get all the information in that this entertainer is going to give us tonight. But anyway, it is February 4th, and we have over 30 countries from all over the world listening in. Welcome to Finland. We picked up Finland this week. So hello, Finland, and welcome to our broadcast. And again, I'm just excited that you're here. We do this show every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And it's the whole idea is to give recognition to independent artists and also, you know, share my music with you. During COVID, I haven't been able to do any live music, so this is my way of being able to share my music, but also the music of other great independent artists. This next song is called Black Velvet, and it's very appropriate for this evening because it's a song about Elvis Presley. And this is me singing Black Velvet.
In the middle of a dry spell, Jimmy Ryan.
The boy could sing, knew how to move everything. Always wanting more, he leave you longing for. Black velvet and that little boy's smile. Black velvet and that slow southern style. A new religion that I'll bring you to your knees. Black velvet, can you please? Up in like a heat wave, white lightning is bound to drive you wild. Mama's baby in the heart of every schoolgirl. Love me tender, leaves them crying in the eye. The way he moved, it was a sin. So sweet and true, always wanting more. He leave you longing for. Singing that, and the first song out tonight was Jolene, and just got a great evening for you tonight. And I have to mention John A's restaurant. It's right there in Music Valley, across from the Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee. They've got an amazing patio with live music and an incredible new menu and a great vibe there. A lot of history goes into that place. If you get a chance, you've got to go visit John A's restaurant right there in Music Valley. Tell him Julie Richardson sent you and have him show you the book that I wrote about John A. Hobbs in the corner there at the, it's just such an incredible place. So I hope you'll get a chance to get out there. And so this next song that I want to share with you, I'm very proud of. It's one of my first recordings back in 1997, believe it or not. And I just released it to the gospel charts. And it shot to number one right away, and I got a gold disc award, and I'm super proud of that. It's on its way to platinum. And I want to share with you tonight my number one this week. It's called Wind Beneath My Wings. Sunlight on your face. Charts, and I'm super excited that I got a gold disc award and it's heading towards platinum, so I'm happy to share that with you tonight. And now I have an incredible guest in the wings of the studio, and I'm just in awe of this gentleman. Can't wait to bring him on, but first I need to play my friend's song. Rose Angelica got a chance to record with Elvis Presley Jr. And they're both with Century 2 Records, and I'll tell you what, this is an incredible song, and It just opened my eyes. And I had Rose on the show just a couple weeks ago. Incredible woman. Very, very talented. So I'm happy to start the show and the special guest interview off with this song. It's called Welcome to My World. It's a duet with Rose Angelica and Elvis Presley Jr.
Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in?
Miracles, I guess, still happen now and then.
Step into my heart, leave your fears behind.
Welcome to my world. Live with you in mind.
Not in an ocean woman.
Sing and you will find.
Ask and you'll be given
the key to this heart.
Welcome to My World with Rose Angelica and Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. And he is my special guest tonight on the Golden Country Radio Show. And as you can tell, he has a natural voice that's very reminiscent of his father, Elvis Presley, the king. So he has music royalty in his veins, but he has a charisma and a style that's all his own. Incredible man, very, very talented in many different arenas in his life. And he's sang in over 18 countries, 6 islands, every venue you can imagine, from large to small arenas. You know, just an incredible life. And I hope we can get it all in tonight. We actually need about 5 shows to cover this man's life. So please welcome to the show, Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. How are you tonight, sir?
Wow, what an introduction, Julie Richardson's Country Gold Radio. Congratulations on Your gold going to platinum and further on into the universe.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What a wonderful thing.
Oh, it's
and what
a
great voice you have as well. I appreciate listening to you and really enjoyed, your songs and your guests that you have on your radio show and so forth. Really enjoy it.
Thank you. I'm super excited to have you tonight, and I know there's a buzz about it. Everybody's like, oh, wow, we got to tune in tonight because they're just so anxious to hear about your incredible life. And what a life it has been. I was reading your bio again and again. And every time I read it, I pick up something new and I'm like, oh, my gosh, this man is like, you know, an enigma. He can do it all.
Well, it's been a fantasy life that came to reality. And, I was blessed. And God has guided me and worked through me and has given me a lot of different accomplishments and levels. But this is the first time that I had anything that reached and turned gold. And thanks to Rose Angelica with, what a great friend she is and, incredible artist, as you said, and so forth, teaming up with getting that duet out was fabulous, where it basically hit multi-platinum.
Yeah.
And today was the release of the other duet with Donna Cunningham.
Oh, neat.
I can't stop
looking. Of course.
So they just debuted that on the internet radio this afternoon, I believe.
And what song did you do with Donna Cunningham?
I recorded I Can't Stop Loving You.
Oh, wow.
And we did that as a duet, and we'll definitely get you a copy to play.
Oh, I'd love to play it, definitely. And Donna and I, we've known each other for years, so of course she's in line
beautiful
to do that
person.
And I want to get myself signed up on this line to do duets. I was thinking it would be incredible to do Unchained Melody with you.
Oh,
so,
I'd love to.
That be amazing? So sign me up, put me in line.
All right. Okay. I sure
will. I know there's a lot of people like me that, you know, and since Rose Angelica's song came out, and I happen to know Rose, and we go way back again with Century 2 Records, but, you know, when your song
sure
came out, I like everybody, I think, we're kind of like, wow, I didn't know there was an Elvis Presley Jr., but what an incredible legacy that you're carrying on. And I know people just are dying to know more about that.
Well, you know, I've been recording for many, many years. I started recording on 45s and LPs, albums, and then to the cassettes and the, CDs.
Mm-hmm.
And, released our first CD out with King Records in Japan back
wow
in the early 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And also Sabu Records in England had released the CD album too, called Pink Cadillac, all the originals on there. But I've recorded 39 albums, and
wow,
never had a hit. And I finally
kidding
said to myself, well, you know, my daddy had all the hits. Well,
yeah,
you know, that's good enough.
Yeah, but that's hard to believe, because you have a voice that just melts you when you listen to it, you know.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you. That's been a natural thing, and like I said, a God-given talent. And, a reason a lot of people don't know about me is
mm-hmm
because I haven't had, you know, like any major hit records up till now. And
right,
before that, I've done a lot of appearances in many, many television shows
mm-hmm
and, talk shows, radio shows, programs, newspapers, magazines. But all that is out for a moment, and if you know you're not heard of every day regularly, then it doesn't become a household name.
Sure.
But I continued doing concerts and shows, and also touring my museums around as well. So there's a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I read about that museum. It's like it's a $500,000, like 53-foot museum that you travel around with. With memorabilia.
That's
tell our listeners more about. Oh my gosh, you're kidding. More than
no,
one.
No, that's only one of them. I couldn't
wow
put all this stuff on the road. We interchange things. We also have stable museums. I've got, in different locations and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Right now I have a stable museum in Ohio between Cincinnati and Dayton, Ohio. It's a Trader's World.
Wow.
People
mm-hmm
can see that for free. I've got cars in there, motorcycles from Elvis Sr. Other cars from other entertainers, as well as Liberace's car and
wow
and James Bond and so forth. But
mm-hmm
the Elvis collection started way early in early 1980 when a couple came to one of my shows and gave me a guitar that belonged to Elvis Sr. that they picked
wow
up at a yard sale auction. And Graceland would have these auctions and yard sales
mm-hmm
to, bring out, raise money for foundations and benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a guitar that was given to him by a fan. So that was the first piece. Then later on, I acquired his Aloha belt that was thrown in the audience. And before you
wow
knew it, it just became a collection
mm-hmm
and then a museum. And so... one of my museums was based in Niagara Falls, Canada, for 18 years in
mm-hmm
Niagara Falls. Many people have known about that one. And I love touring. I love people, and whether it's a small show or a big show, It really doesn't matter. You know, I do a lot of my dad's music, but I don't.
Sure.
You know, I don't embellish wearing his full regalia of costumes and so forth.
Right, right.
I mean, that was his own.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, that's one of the big points that I respected you for is you, you know, you're not just doing, just trying to be exactly like him. You're just taking the legacy and his memory and you're moving it on, but you have your own style and you have, you know, a sense of humor and a way with the audience that they just love you and they love you for you. And that's what I liked about it is, you know, you're not just trying to be your dad. You are you, and they love you for you. And, you know, it's just super cool that you're doing that.
I love the audiences, and we have a lot of fun, and that's where the humor comes in. You know, you know, the first thing, you know, first impression after the third song, I basically say to the audience, I says, you know, y'all probably expect to see someone come out in a white jumpsuit and and move around a lot. And they all say, yeah. I says, but instead you got Wayne Newton here. And they start to roar and laugh about that one because, you know, I'm not wearing the jumpsuits. But
sure.
We go through the motions and talk about stories of my life. There's a part in the show where I let everybody ask a question if they, you know, want to ask some questions. That gives me a way to relax and kick back after singing a dozen songs. But, you know, I'd love to come down to Colorado sometime, do a show with you.
Oh, and we would love to have you. I tell you what, you would love Colorado if you haven't been here. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
I'm sure you have, though. Yeah. I'll tell you what, the last time I really played in Colorado was back in 1983, I believe it was.
Oh, wow.
And that's a long time ago. But I passed through Colorado at least two or three times a year. Going back and forth from the Midwest to Las Vegas. Las Vegas has been one of my residences for over 45 years. And, of course, you know, I worked with a lot of greats down over here in Vegas. You know, if we start off with some of the management that I had, my first manager was Monty Cole. Monty Cole was a short little guy that looked like Colonel Sanders. And... he's the one that got me on the Las Vegas Strip. He got me out of the honky-tonks off of the Strip into onto the Strip. Mm-hmm. And when he met me, he says, boy, you shouldn't be on the Las Vegas Strip. And I says, well, you know, and what makes you say that? And he says, well, you know, he says, I can get you there. And I said, well, are you have you ever managed anybody or so forth? And he says, well, if I can get a girl to fly around the world – which was Amelia Earhart.
Wow.
He was Amelia Earhart's promotional manager.
Oh my God.
I can get you on a Las Vegas trip. So my first manager was Amelia Earhart's promotional manager. He was 83 years young.
Huh.
And after he passed away, Bobby Morris became my manager. And Bobby Morris was my father's musical conductor in 1969 at the International Hotel. He opened up and conducted for Barbara Streisand, and then he conducted for Elvis Sr. for 2 years, from 69 to 70. And then in 71, Joe Gershio took over because Bobby wouldn't want to travel much. That's one of the things that I had, one of the problems I had.
Mm-hmm.
Great guy, great friend, great conductor, and so forth. But he liked staying put in Las Vegas and working with all, you know, great stars here and conducting for them. So after Bobby, Mr. Seymour Heller stepped in the picture. And,
Liberace.
Seymour Heller, Liberace. And I got to meet Liberace and got to know Liberace. And, you know, after he passed away, this songwriter by the name of Dolores Fuller, who wrote 18 hit songs for my dad and movie songs and so forth, got Seymour Heller to fly down to Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
And Windsor, Canada, and put me under his contract, and we were together for 13 years.
Wow.
And we traveled in the theaters and all the places Lee would play.
Mm-hmm.
After Seymour passed away, he was 97 years old, Jack Gordon stepped in the picture, and that was LaToya Jackson's manager, Michael Jackson's sister. Mm-hmm. So Jack Gordon worked with me for a bit and so forth. We were together for about 5 years. And after that, I started working with Don Podalar, who managed and worked with Three Dog Night and the Eagles. And then Anthony Cardoza, who was a big movie producer in Hollywood, who worked with produced the movie Bigfoot and Hell on Wheels. And then later after that, Milt Schuchin stepped in the picture, who was Phyllis Diller's manager, and Debbie Reynolds, Shirley Jones, Debbie Boone. And he continues working with me here and there. And also John Stewart, who produced Legends in Concert here in Las Vegas. Up with some of the greatest names in the management business.
Boy, I'll say you've had quite a management track.
So that's a book on its own.
I know. I was like, I don't know how I was going to get everything in this show because there's just so much about you. And, you know, one of the things that impressed me, too, just reading your biography was that, you know, at the age of five, I mean, you were already performing in some ways in the Ringling Brothers Circus. But also by the age of 15, you were the, you know, world's youngest wild animal trainer. And I know our listeners would love to hear about that as well.
Oh, well, that's really nice. You know, I was adopted by a circus family, a show business family that worked in theaters and circuses and so forth. And they were with the Ringling Brothers Circus. And they were given this chance to adopt me. And that was through Colonel Tom Parker, of course, my dad's manager, the Colonel. And because of, you know, Angelique Fettijohn, who was my birth mother, she couldn't... you know, keep me because of the scrutiny of news and the media and so forth.
Oh, yeah.
That, you know, she gave me up for adoption at birth. And, you know, she was a very, very famous star. She you know, became very famous with as a dancer, burlesque queen, and also a movie star. And, you know, she was a movie extra in 1961, when she met Elvis Sr. And then later she starred in the movie Clambake with him, opposite with Bill Bixby. There's a book that just came out last year. It's called A Sci-Fi Siren. It's available on Amazon and many other places. And it's written by John Flynn, John L. Flynn. And it gives the whole story about my mom's life and so forth. And, and it has a about two or three chapters of me in it. I did the foreword of the book, and I'm in the very beginning in the court scene and all that kind of stuff. It gives people a little bit more attention.
Sure. Yeah, because, you know, people are interested to know and how it all came about and what all you've done. And you know, I just – and I was – look. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, no, that's okay. I kind of skipped into it because I was leading into the animals, like you had said. You know, at the age of five, I already was, you know, working with little lions and tiger cubs because they were born in the big cages and they were taken out. So the you know, they wouldn't interrupt all the big big cats, and they were given to me to play with and have them till about 3 to 6 months old. Then they would take them away from me and throw them in the big cages. But when I had them as pets, I had them leash trained. I put a collar on them, and I've got a lot of pictures of when I was a child with the cubs and so forth. And I would walk them around like a pet dog or a cat. And you know, when they were taken away from me, then you know, it was a broken heart issue. And so I said, someday when I grow up, I will have my own, and I did. I later, you know, started working with the big cats and worked in magic shows with them and also TV commercials and motion pictures. And some of the motion pictures, some people might remember from back in the 80s, Cat People with Natasha Kinski. That was my Black Panther in that film. And Sahara with Brooke Shields and Running Wild and... You know, we did a lot of commercials. The last, the Kit Kat chocolate bars with a lion. Mm-hmm. And later on, the last of the Lincoln, the very last commercial for Lincoln Mercury the cougar on the sign.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but at the same time, I was singing and doing lounges. You know, I first started with the honky tonk scene, and later got into the lounges in Las Vegas, and and then the showrooms. And then I just basically left Vegas and started touring and doing shows all over the world and, you know, just coming back for an appearance once a year or so forth.
Sure. Well, one of the things that impressed me the most reading your biography, because I'm an animal lover myself, but that when you train these wild animals, you didn't use whips and, you know, cruelty.
No.
It was all through love and respect.
A lot of love and kindness.
Yeah, you
everything
know, and
that's is love and kindness. And you know what? They grew up being such lovable characters and kind animals. You know, I would walk them on the leash. I would only train them certain things that I knew that they would really need in their life as necessary, as with commands of sit down, lay down, stand up. You know, they'd stand up and put their paws on my shoulders. And certain things that you know required to use them for commercials and
sure.
motion pictures, and then you know they were very well kept. You know, they had their own rooms. They had a great life. And, I loved them very much while I was doing that. You know, and then later on, I retired most of them. I had to retire them because I was starting to do my own shows and so forth. So. They would just remain as pets the rest of their lives, half of their lives.
Neat. Wow, that's incredible. And I, you know, I was wondering too, I know you've done a lot of your dad's stuff, of course, but have you written any songs of your own that you've done or want to do?
Yes, I have. I've written quite a few, as a matter of fact. And, you know, I don't know which ones were sent to you, but... you know, some of the songs that I've written, I put on different albums and so forth. But I also worked with Dolores Fuller. And like I said, Dolores Fuller wrote 18 hit songs for my dad back in, you know, starting off with Rockahula Baby for the movie Blue Hawaii. And Kissin' Cousins. And, You Can't, Fun in Acapulco. Roustabout, just to name a few. And one day she asked me if I would like to finish off some songs that he never got to finish. One of them is called She's Hurting Me Again, which you might have that one that was sent out to you. And, you know, I said to her, I says, well, give me the story about it. And she said, well, you know, after writing so many songs for Elvis Sr., she would visit him at the Hilton Hotel when he was playing in Vegas, because she lived here in Vegas and also lived in Hollywood, and said she's got a beautiful song for him, and it's called She's Hurting Me Again. And he says, I really want to do that, Dolores. I really like the song, and I want to record it. And so next thing you know, the studio time was arranged and everything, but he fell ill. Canceled his shows in Las Vegas as well, canceled the recording studio, and got the time to finish it. So she asked me if I would finish it for her, and I did. And, you know, we were so proud about it because there's written me letters that I kept.
Mm-hmm.
One of the letters stated that, you know, 30 years later, my work is finally done. So I thought that was a tremendous, tremendous compliment from I got to tell you, this one was really, really funny about Dolores. Before I did that recording, one day she would come to the Desert Inn Hotel and Casino and see me perform nightly. And she said, Junior, would you like to sing some of the songs that I had written for your dad that he recorded? And I says, I'd love to. And she says, well, I own the original tracks, recording tracks of it, and if you would like to, I'll arrange a studio time, and we'll go in the studio, and you can record these songs. And I says, well, which songs would you like me to record that you've done, Dolores? And she says, well, how about Rockahula Baby from Blue Hawaii? Because that's the year that you were born and conceived. And she said, and how about a song called You Can't Say No in Acapulco. And, you know, I says, wow. I says, I would love to do these songs.
Mm-hmm.
So the funny part was she said, I'll be in the studio, but I won't be in the beginning. You can run through the songs with the engineer. And mm-hmm. Once you run through them, I'll be probably there, and then we can start recording them. Well, we were starting to run through the stuff, and it was the studio was called Sun Song Studios, and the engineer's name was T-Bone. He was pretty famous for recording the song Walk Like an Egyptian.
Oh, yeah.
Which was famous. And so he said to me, he says, you know what, Junior, you know, I think you're ready. He says, let's just run through and do Rockahula. Mm-hmm. And we got Rockahula done in the first take. And then we did You Can't Say No in Acapulco, and we did that one in the second take. And
wow.
So he said, well, let's listen to the quality right now. And he turned it on in the loudspeakers across the whole studio. And
mm-hmm.
Mr. Dolores Fuller just walks in through the doors. And the Lord says, now, Junior, she said, if you can just sound the way I hear this right at this moment, she says, if you could just get close to what I hear, then we'll have it made. And I says, but Dolores. And she says, no, just get in there and do it. And I says, but Dolores. And she says, Junior, she says, I know you can do it. Let's get it and let's do it. I know it. And I says, but Dolores. For the third time, she says, what? And I says, well, what you just heard was me. And the studio engineer said, yes, that wasn't Elvis Sr., that was Elvis Jr.
Man,
and
that's
she says,
cool.
You're kidding me. And I, you know, and I we just laughed laughed to the end of that one. And she was so proud and happy with the quality of the stuff.
That's funny.
So
Yeah, and you have an incredible voice, you know, all on your own. So I can see why she'd be happy with it, but that's funny.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm just a regular guy when I'm on the. I'm you know just a regular guy on the road doing my thing, and you know I've traveled with so many great groups and people like Ray Peterson and Ronnie Dove and the Coasters, the Ink Spots.
Wow.
You know, so many greats, mm-hmm. you know, Martha Reeve and the Vandals. We did shows all over the place, and we just always had fun, whether it was on stage or in between shows and so forth. And that's
mm-hmm.
what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. It's you know, being with good people and doing what you love to do, and that's music, and being with just incredible characters, and the experience of it all, it just makes you so much, you know, it just, it completes you, really, and I know that, you know.
It really does.
Yeah, and
really does.
I think, you know, if you haven't been in that circumstance, you don't necessarily know, but I think people live through you and your music, and, you know, and you're quite an inspiration, and I had a question, like, if your dad were still here, like,
mm-hmm.
and you could do a duet with him, what song do you think you'd want to sing with your dad? Just, is there one that comes to mind that you've always thought that would have been so neat?
Oh, there's so many of them. There's so many of them.
Yeah,
maybe,
you got a treasure chest full.
Yeah, you know, I get a question by the fans quite often, which is your favorite Elvis song? And
mm-hmm.
I says, I don't have any favorites. They're all my favorites. Because
mm-hmm.
every one has a different time period and, you know, a different meaning to somebody that's
mm-hmm.
sitting in the audience, whether it's
mm-hmm.
a ballad or a rock and roll song. And I really enjoy them all and enjoy the reaction of the public. You know, a lot of people have come down to see the shows because they want to reminisce Elvis Sr.'s life. And I didn't know that for many years. I just thought, you know, well, some of the people are coming to see me. And there was always a lot of skeptics that came to see me. And I tell you what, I adore skeptics. I love them to death because, you know, they never heard of me. And they're coming in and they sit in the front row and they're like, we got to see this schmuck.
Yeah,
you know,
arms crossed,
arms
you know. Yeah.
Arms crossed for the first three songs. And then as soon as I finish singing the first three songs, everybody starts to open up, and, you know, we joke around and so forth. And they realize that I'm not trying to be Elvis Senior, that I'm just naturally doing the thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
so by the end of the show, there's a lineup of people just wanting to take pictures with their cell phones, a selfie, get an autograph, buy a CD, and so forth. And, you know, that was the magic of it, because a lot of people said, well, you know, we're going to go see this guy because, you know, we never heard of him or saw him.
Let's
take a chance at it. You know, and
yeah,
so
that's pretty neat.
It is.
Well,
and
you know, I've been trying to, you know, tell people too. I've been playing your music now a couple of weeks, you know, since Rose Angelica's interview. But, you know, everyone asks, well, how can we learn more about him? And I want to tell everyone tonight that you go to Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. .com, and I tell you, you got an incredible website. And one thing that I was just blown away with is you're an artist, you're a sculptor. Like, am I right?
Well,
you do those sculptures?
Yes. Yeah,
wow.
I've done a lot of sculptures. You know, I build a lot of props. I also work on all the showcases for my museum that we put on tour. Mm-hmm. All of those are hand built as well. Another website they could go on to is it's called The Private Collection of the King on Tour.
Wow.
It's a very long worded website, but that brings it to the point. The Private Collection of the King on Tour.com. And they'll be able to see the mobile museum as well on there, and some of the great artifacts and, you know, a lot of the, you know, a lot of the people that come aboard and see the big touring mobile museum, which is a 50-foot semi-tractor trailer with dual hydraulic pullouts on each side. So
wow.
It's pretty wide once they get inside and start seeing it and so forth.
Mm-hmm. Wow, I can't believe it. Well, and, you know, again, if they go to your website, they can see your tour dates. They can get a signed photo that you have DVDs, you have CDs. You have it all. I mean, this is an incredible website. And if you're curious to learn more about Elvis Presley Jr., definitely check out the biography on this. Elvis, you know, I mean, I was just, again, I was blown away. I read it several times, and I knew I wouldn't have enough time in this show to get it all in. I was just so excited. I could talk to you for hours.
Well, we can always talk up on some more and another interview down the road.
I would love
really
that.
Really enjoyed talking to you. And you know, one of the great Golden Country Radio, Julie Richardson's Golden Country Radio.
You.
And congratulations again, going from gold to platinum. And
thank you. I appreciate
and
it. Young.
And I'm looking forward to someday doing a duet with you.
Well, sign me up. You can count on it. I would love to do one. I just appreciate your time, and I appreciate your talent and all that you're doing for music and for, you know, just people in general. You've lived an incredible life, and you've done so much. And I don't know, you know, I know that if your dad could see you, he'd be so proud of you, because there's nothing in your life that isn't just, you know, solid gold. And I'm just pleased to know you. Pleased to know you.
Well, I just want to tell all our fans and radio listeners out there, there's only one king of rock and roll. I'm not there to take his place, but entertain you. And if I've made one person happy listening to some of the songs and so forth, it's made all my time worthwhile. And, you know, looking forward to, you know, getting some more music out, and looking forward for you to play that release of Donna Cunningham as well. As as a great duet I did with Rose Angelica, and
yeah, that
one. Looking forward to doing something down the road with you as well, Julie. Yeah, you got a great voice, and keep on singing and projecting that talent out there.
I will, and I hope our paths cross soon. And until then, just stay well and keep doing what you're doing. I love it.
All right, dear. You too. Stay safe. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Bye bye.
That was Elvis Aaron Presley Jr. right here on the Golden Country Radio Show. And I'd like to play his song that he's singing. It's called Green, Green Grass of Home.
Looks the same as I step down from my plane, and they'll greet me for my mama and my papa. Down the lane I look, and there stood Lisa. I'm so still, never thought I'd reach you. Oh, it's good to touch the green, green grass of the home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. Oh, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. The mansion is still standing, and the gates through which I came. And there's an old, old horse that I used to ride on. Down the lane we walk, holding hands, sharing dreams we could have had. Oh, it's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Then I wake and look around me at the four gray walls that surround me. And then I realize, yeah, I realize that I was only dreaming. But there's a memory there, too strong to break. I'll keep my dream, no changes I'll make. Someday I'll touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to see me in the shade of that old oak tree as they lay beneath the green, green grass of home. Graceland, Memphis, Tennessee. Wanna find me a woman who'll love me like you do? Won't be much left of me, baby, when you get through. That's all right, this only time I'll be your loving girl. Just to keep on loving me till you love me up. You know how to spark me. I cater to my desires. I bring me down the ashes and smother out the fire. Well, that's okay. I'll have my day. I'll be your loving God. And I keep on loving me till you love me up. Gonna keep on loving me, baby, till I want more love than you. If I can't hold on what I got, I'll run away from you. You got to feel the feeling crawling up my spine. You got to know the tension, you're barely in my mind. If that's all right, just hold me tight. I'll be your loving cup. Gotta keep on loving me till you love me up. All right. The feeling crawling up my spine. You got to know the tension, you're barely in my mind. If that's all right, just hold me tight. I need your loving God. Gonna keep on loving me till you love me up. Baby, I want you. Baby, I need you. Baby, I love you. Just to keep on loving me till you love me up.
That was Elvis Aaron Presley Jr., my special guest this evening on the Golden Country Radio Show. I'm Julie Richardson. I've been your host. tonight and every Thursday night from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time right here out of Golden, Colorado. And I've got a website. It's julierichardsonmusic.com. If you miss a show, you can always go on my website, navigate to the radio page, and click on the button of the show that you'd like to hear anytime you want to hear it for free. And immediately after this show, you're going to hear this interview again. So if you'd like to share it, you can find it on my website, and I'll be sharing it on Facebook as well. And I also have an audio version of my book, The John A. Hobbs, The Life and Times of Music Valley's Visionary. I just finished the audio version, and that's going to be coming out soon. More about that next week. And later on this month, I've got Ty Avolio, another independent country music artist, joining us. And I'd like to leave you tonight with another Elvis Jr. song. This is called I Want You, I Need You, I Love You. So until next time, thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. And until next time, stay well and so long.
Hold me close, hold me tight. Let me thrill with delight. Let me know where I stand from the start.
I want you, I need you,
I love you,
I love you
with all my heart. Every time that you do, all my cares disappear. Now you're all alone, living for.
I want you, I need you,
I love you,
I love you
more and more. Well, I thought I could live without romance, until you came to me. And now I know that every time we're apart.
I want you, I need you,
I love you,
I love you
with all my heart. Oh, well, I thought I'd live without romance, until you came to me. And now every time we're apart.